episode number 6 of More Than Therapy. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dylan Stevens. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is anger management during the pandemic. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. The collective experience of the pandemic was overwhelming, and it took a ton of emotional energy to process the transition from change to loss. With so much out of control, you can feel like a coronavirus and have so little control over what you will feel. To help you move in what you feel, turn to the resources that are available to you to move through whatever it may be. And get up and sit down with yourself so we can bring more joy back into your life. When we start looking at some tips for how we feel, I want to assure you that it is a perfectly normal emotion when you are angry. Today, society can lead us to develop a belief that anger is wrong, and it can often make us feel overwhelmed and forget what we are focusing on today, anger and frustration. But anger should not be perceived as the bad behavior that usually accompanies that emotion. The first step to overcome anger and temper is to understand anger, to become aware of it and to identify the things that trigger it. APA notes that anger develops in people with a history of mental illness and in people with whom we have a close relationship. Anger is perceived as a physical reaction in the body caused by combat or flight hormones such as adrenaline. This reaction is palpable without even realizing that what we are experiencing is anger. We have a lot of anger with our family and friends for disregarding social rules of dissociation. There is no doubt that the pandemic has brought a polarizing issue to the fore: human health. What used to be a small dispute around the dinner table is now becoming even more heated under the pressure of a global crisis. Provides parents, caregivers, and teachers with resources to help children manage their stress from the outbreak of infectious diseases. Infectious disease outbreaks describes steps that can be taken to reduce stress and provides information on behavioral health care. SAMHSA to talk to children and deal with stress after an outbreak of infectious diseases such as Ebola, Zika, or Zika virus. COVID-19 pandemics can cause stress, anxiety, and worry, which can result from anxiety, anger, and hopelessness, and cause anxiety, depression, and other mental health problems. Anxiety and anger can be a major cause of stress and anxiety in children and adolescents during a pandemic, along with hopelessness, but COVID-19 pandemics lacked a comprehensive mental health treatment strategy to prevent anxiety and anger during the pandemic. Currently, the WHO is focused on containing the COVID-19 pandemic by recommending measures such as social isolation and quarantine. The WHO has issued guidelines to prevent mental health problems during a COVID-19 pandemic. The introduction of quarantine at home is the most important factor that increases the risk that doctors will develop symptoms such as increased insomnia and sleep disturbances, anxiety, depression, and anger. COVID-19 is a new disease, so it is important to understand that its occurrence and spread can lead to cognitive distress, anxiety, and anxiety in the public, which can then lead to harmful stereotypes. Public stigma is increasing and the ability of the individuals concerned to hide their illness is being avoided, as discrimination could discourage them from seeking immediate medical intervention. Anger is also a major risk factor for the spread of COVID-19 to other people, says Dr. Michael O'Hara, director of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco. Anger is inevitable, but it can become a problem if persistent and unmanaged anger can degenerate into aggressive behavior toward others, which is now especially worrying, he wrote in an email. Domestic violence has increased during the pandemic, and experts believe children in homes with abusive parents are at increased risk. Anger can also harm our own health and affect our cardiovascular, neurological, and endocrine systems, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dealing with anger, identifying the causes of anger, how anger affects our bodies, and how it affects our ability to solve problems and process information. Controlling the physiological response. There is a difference between feeling anger and expressing anger, and you will learn ways to avoid experiencing anger when you experience angry feelings. Dealing with anger. Causes of anger include stress, anxiety, depression, anger management, self-harm, stress management and depression. Developing the problem of serenity. Anger is an answer to a problem, never its solution, and it is not a solution to the problem. This is all for today, guys. My name is Dylan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of More Than Therapy and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.